Its promoters say artificial intelligence can do all sorts of things for you. Do your homework, make art for you, even give you travel advice. But can it help you land a date?
I remember reading a book called Be More Chill about a computer that you could put into your ear that would tell you what to say so that you would sound cool and fit in.
Dimitri Amerikan is an entrepreneur and programmer. He's 28 years old, and he built a version of that computer in the form of an app.
Spent a weekend building a prototype and very quickly realized that it was already quite a bit better at texting than I was.
Amerikan partnered with 30-year-old data scientist Jeff Lee. At the time, Lee was creating a program to make it easier to find a date on Tinder.
I was generally very interested in the dating space, not because of the space itself, because I really wanted to just solve my own problem. Like, I'm, for me personally, never have been like a natural with dating.
Lee says the duo used their own money to create the app, YourMove.ai.
I see it as kind of a dating assistant that will help you create openers, help you craft replies, and help you write your own profile.
It draws on artificial intelligence to create charming dating profiles and witty banter.
But as you might imagine, the idea of using AI to get a date has prompted, we'll call it skepticism. Liz Plank says she gets why it could be useful, but
dating can be a little bit like playing the lottery and not knowing what you're going to get. And so AI being used in addition to all of the uncertainties that come with dating, I can understand why that would make people feel nervous.
Plank is a journalist and the author of For the Love of Men.
They're using a tool not necessarily to edit their appearance, but to edit their personality in order to, you know, deceive potentially someone into thinking that they have a certain personality type.
But Mirakan insists that YourMove.ai just helps people be the best version of themselves.
It's hard to be the, like, charming and warm and witty version of yourself when you're on taking the L train at 7 a.m. in the morning and you're running to work.
So far, more than 50,000 people have tried the app.